The Fords, like many wealthy families, were big on pet names. Bill Ford's grandmother Clara was Callie, his sister Josephine was Dodie, his eldest daughter Martha was Muffy. But Bill went beyond these family-wide terms of endearment and created droll monikers of his own that tended to have an edge. His wife Martha, as Dick Morris knew, was my relative. Van Patrick, the stentorian announcer of Lions games on radio and TV, was the voice. Tex Schramm, the general manager of the Dallas Cowboys, known for his liberal reading of league rules, was Loophole. Big brother Henry II's second wife, the beautiful Italian divorcee Christina Vittore Austin, would be known as the Pizza Queen. Henry II's daughters by his first marriage took the barb a step further and called this usurper the Dago. Bill Ford's mother-in-law, Martha Park Firestone, owned a museum-worthy collection of couture clothing that led Bill to dub her the Living Doll. And in Bill's eyes, his eldest brother Henry II was, always and forever, lardass. Bill Ford and Dick Morris walked the two blocks down Fifth Avenue to the art gallery on 57th Street. The nation was still numb from the assassination of President John F. Kennedy a month earlier. Did the two men talk about the assassination as they walked, or did they talk about something closer to home? Last week's death of Dinah Washington, the famous singer and wife of the Lions' star defensive back Dick Night Train Lane, who died in her bed at the age of 39, a vial of sedatives on the night table beside her. Ford and Morris probably steered clear of such topics. They were out on the town yet again, far from home and wives and kids, a moment of escape when weighty matters were not on the menu. As soon as they entered the art gallery, a woman came sweeping toward them. "Oh, Mr. Ford, I'm so delighted to see you again." She led the men to a private viewing room at the rear of the gallery where a shrouded object stood on a table. With a flourish, the woman removed the covering to reveal a sculpture, a gorgeous bronze schoolgirl by Edgar Degas. The two men circled the sculpture for a long moment without speaking while the art dealer prattled on about how Mrs. Ford had absolutely fallen in love with the little schoolgirl the instant she'd laid eyes on her. Bill Ford, who had grown up in a mansion filled with artistic masterpieces, cut the woman off. "Well," he said, "if that's what Martha wants, I guess that's what I'm going to get her." Then he made arrangements to have the sculpture shipped to Grosse Pointe in time for Christmas.